I still feel like we're very much ahead of schedule on the budget. There's going to be a lot of activity going forward, a lot of measures to roll out and to discuss as we put this budget together. So it was, despite some tragedy this week with the loss of Representative Rumbaugh, still was productive and moving forward with the budget. At this time, I'll stop and field a few questions from each of you.
House Minority saying that they do not want any type of a gas tax. They wouldn't support it. They're instead looking toward gross production. They want you guys to push more for gross production. What are the chances of the gross production tax increase, not just tax credit drop, but tax increase?
It's unknown at this time from the House Republican Caucus. I can tell you that there have been discussions from members that want to have discussions about that. We're discussing everything. And once again, it's going to require that consensus and a bipartisan support for anything to pass. The House Majority Caucus stands currently now, after last week's events, at 72 members. And once again, I would reiterate, it takes 76 votes to pass a revenue-raising measure. So we'll continue to have to find consensus on these issues, there would have to be a certain amount of support within our caucus for them, as well as bipartisan support with the minority caucus in the House. And then we also have to ensure that the Senate is willing to act on those as well.